This window is overlooked by many because of its location in the narthex on the west side. Which is too bad, because it is quite stunning in its colors, composition, and symbolism. To add to its mystery, the maker is unknown. Van Brunt, in his book, The Windows of Christ Church, speculated the window was crafted in America in the late 19th century. The Mead name, the window is dedicated in memory of Augustus Mead, is familiar in Greenwich, not only because the family owned considerable land in the town, but because there were so many of them. In that context, it is unsurprising that the chosen theme of the window was Mark, chapter 10, when Jesus rebuked his disciples saying, "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. Christ sits in the left lancet, cradling a young girl on his right knee, delivering a blessing to a young boy kneeling to his left. Three other children, a mother and small boy, await their turn in the other lancet, while three apostles, probably Peter, James and John, look on. In the background is the city of Jericho. Daisies are sparse but effectively used by the artist. Their simplicity is a symbol of the innocence of the Christ child, and, by extension, all children. They also symbolize people who excel in the virtue of patience. The child on the left side of the right lancet holds a book, the Word of God, while the child on his mother's lap is clothed in green, the color of nature. Green represents growth and rebirth, life over death. Blue is, of course, the color of the sky and symbolizes heaven, hope, sincerity and piety. If you haven't already, stop and admire this window on your way out of church. It's on the left side as you exit.